The Baha'i Movement, Thursday, August 22, 1912, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Post. The Baha'i Movement, by Charles Mason Remy. Many people are asking the question these days, just what is the Baha'i Movement anyway? The name is bandied about, and suddenly we are conscious that it means something. And when we finally come to the point of asking what it is, we get various and sundry replies from people quite as much in the dark as ourselves, perhaps. If we persist with our question, we find that the Baha'i Movement is a religious movement, and that a great number of people all over the world have become followers of this teaching, and the number is growing rapidly. Charles Mason Remy's little book, containing a series of 19 papers on this movement, will tell the curious exactly what he wants to know about the Baha'is. In his introduction, Mr. Remy says, quote, "The Baha'i Movement offers to the world a teaching applicable to the modern needs of humanity," end quote. Today has begun a new order of things upon the earth. Mankind is attaining spiritual maturity and is demanding more spiritual food than the old forms and dogmas of religion can give. Through spiritual enlightenment, ignorance is being dispelled, causing a change of soul, a change in man's nature, and this change is being felt the world around. The mission and object of the Baha'i Movement is the uniting of men of all nations, religions, and races in the love of God and the brotherhood of man. Its teaching is constructive. It fulfills the highest hopes of the religions of the past and is uniting all men in the great universal religion of the future. Mr. Remy gives interesting chapters on the three leaders of the movement and then considers the meaning of the movement. He says that the Baha'i cause stands for the unity of all religions, the political unity of nations, the social unity of all classes, peoples, and races, the unity of languages in one universal language, universal suffrage, the advancement of all material institutions conducive to the general welfare of man, his enlightenment and progress, world peace, all of which is to be established upon the foundation of spiritual unity between peoples.